welcome to the program.
Thank you. You ladies are holding down the fort quite well with the lack of the Rickster and the Petrelli.
And so, since they're not here, I want to say that I happen to really love your necklace.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
It is very beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
It is. And we're not going to make fun of your attire.
Hey, this is how females support one another.
Exactly.
We got big shoes to fill, but yes, we're doing it well.
That's right. When the cats are away.
All right. Well, what do you have for us
this
week?
All right. So we have a new study out by Andy Porter and his doctoral students at UPenn. Amidst all these dueling Common Core manifestos, this AER paper explains the similarities and differences between the Common Core, state standards, and international standards using these surveys of enacted curriculum as a metric. This gets a little bit in the weeds, but we have to do it. The SEC is an analytic framework that divides contents into two big buckets. Topic for, like, you know, example in math, that would be statistics or number sense, and cognitive demand, which might be memorize or perform procedures or something of that nature. So experts in math and ELA came together. They conducted a content analysis using the SEC framework and found that of the roughly 27 state standards that are analyzed, state and Common Core standards differ significantly. No big surprise there. The Common Core, however, demand a higher level of cognitive demand than state standards, which is interesting. But the study also finds that the core standards place less emphasis on certain topics, such as advanced math and algebra and geometry, than do average state standards. Further, the Common Core don't strongly align to international standards. So a lot of kind of interesting findings. They basically say that Finland, Japan, and Singapore, all these high-performing nations, place greater emphasis on performing procedures. And the SEC says that performing procedures are actually less cognitively demanding. So the bottom line is the study, it's really kind of confusing. You got to really dig in. But I think my big takeaway was the lack of alignment might not mean very much, because there are a lot of sort of underlying assumptions that you have to buy into in order to, you know, think that the findings are convincing and meaningful.
Sounds like so. The bottom line is the Common Core is looking pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's looking good in a way, but I mean, I think when you say that the Common Core are more, you know, higher cognitively demanding, but then you say, oh, they don't have advanced math and algebra and some of these other things, it's like, how can it be more rigorous but have less advanced content? I mean,
that's true.
I can't quite wrap my head around how these two dimensions of topic and cognitive demand coexist. And in another life, I actually had to administer the SEC, and it's really, really confusing instrument. I mean, there are a lot of different levels, and teachers get really confused, and you have to, like, walk them through it very systematically. So you actually have to have a high degree of sort of interrelator reliability to sort of trust the document, because if you bring in four people and ask them to fill it out, they will have vastly different, responses to it, unless you kind of lead them through and say, this is what we mean by this. Not to get too much in the weeds, but so a lot of state standards say students will understand this. And so as a rater, you have to say, okay, what does understand mean exactly? Does understand mean analyze? Does it mean memorize? Does it mean recall? I mean, so you have to, like, take these discrete words and standards and then decide what cognitive level that word may represent. So I say all that to say a study like this is really hard to sort of walk away and take a takeaway, because the instrument that's being used is in and of itself pretty complex. So, sorry, guys, that's not any clean little research minute, but I mean, I think it's interesting, you know, I think these are the types of discussions we should be having in terms of what is the Common Core offer that's different than state standards, and obviously we did our own review of that. And
well, so I think the international comparison is even interesting.
Yep.
I mean, to think of a lot of the push for Common Core is that we're one of the few nations that doesn't have a national curriculum, but right. If we're coming out with one that's either not on par or better than other international countries, it seems like that would be a pretty good, you know, oomph for the whole Common Core movement.
Yeah,
to
but
kind of push
weird
it
that all these other countries say you need to perform a procedure,
yeah,
but yet we're saying that's actually not that rigorous. But hello, if they're performing so much better, maybe it's more rigorous than SEC says it is.
Or maybe the performing these procedures is really kind of their way of teaching the test, in a way of just kind of teaching kids how to go through these motions of mm-hmm. what's being tested in international competitions. Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think we need to deconstruct some of these, what these cognitive demands really mean, Yeah, and obviously other countries may be interpreting that differently than, you know, the folks who are using this instrument are interpreting it. So
one question, though, is this, do you know if this is the first alignment study, you know, an analytic type alignment study that's been done?
I feel like Tom Lovelace tried to do something similar
a while back.
Yeah, with the NAEP. That's right, mm-hmm. in Common Core. But,
right.
you know, it was something completely different. I mean, he did a sort of content analysis, but not using this instrument. So, I mean, I think studies like this are useful. I mean, the more information, the better. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes they're just so hard to parse, though. It's hard to, you know, take an easy takeaway from it.
Right. I guess, I mean, I'm just looking at it and saying, well, this obviously gives more weight to the fact that we're going to have a hard time implementing mm-hmm. the Common Core standards, that if the state standards are so much
so different,
disaligned,
right.
yeah, mm-hmm. that'll be, you know, just another kind of big wake-up call, whether or not we know exactly how the content or topic or cognitive difficulty level mm-hmm. lines up.
So
we're in for the long haul.
So with this big mess of Common Core standards and states and international alignment, what song do we have?
So since we're talking about misalignment, we have Paula Abdul's classic Opposites Attract.
Yeah. Well done.
Baby, seems we never, ever agree. You like the movies.